When there are tangled places in your life, there is a human inclination to want to go to your mind, to your head, to untangle them, to figure out the right thing to do, to untangle them. And what is lost when that is what is going on in your life is the ability to find the solution in a larger environment. Which sounds a bit strange, but if you think about it, if you find that you have a habit that you do not like or a way of being that you don't like, sometimes simply focusing on that thing and trying to do something about that thing takes you away from the bigger picture. And we will give you an example of this. If you understood yourself as lovable and complete and honored, how many of the things in your life that you find troublesome would not be there? Not because you had attacked each and every small thing, but because the answer was actually in the larger picture. And in the larger picture, if you are loved, if you are enough, how many, then, of these other things that are going on will fall away? Because that energy will take up the space in your body and in your energy that it actually should do. Now, there are those, and we know that you live in a culture of, we are trying to think, self-improvement. There is a great deal about self-improvement. We are not against self-improvement, but do you realize that you could spend an entire lifetime working on why do I do this? And why is this a part of my life? And our personal favorite, why did I attract this? We titter, forgive us, but that is such a much more complex thing than sometimes people realize. Why am I not happy here? You could go through your entire life working on a list of things that you think, that you actually believe that if you could get them all straightened out and all perfected and all in a line and in a row and then hold them, and that is the part where we find you have great pain. So you have worked on 15 issues, and now your job is to hold what you have done for those for the rest of your life. What a miserable way to live. And here's the thing, since you have not been taught that you are of value, you have not been taught that you are important, sometimes you do not think to go to the larger thing. When you are feeling unloved, have you been taught to remember that you always are loved? You see, if the larger thing becomes the thing that is a part of your focus, then all of the pain and the confusion and the things that go with these never-ending list will disappear, because you will come to peace with yourself in the knowledge that you are loved. And in that knowledge, behaviors will change, thoughts will change, the way you see the world will change. And so, while we certainly are not going to be the ones who encourage what you call the airy-fairy, we do want to be the ones who encourage the larger belief, the larger understanding. Reaching up for that greater understanding takes care of so many of these things on the list. When we use love as an example, because of course that is one of the great ones, that no matter what your situation in life, you're always going to find yourself in some circumstances feeling that. But can you see how you could go in a wrong direction with that? I am not loved, no one loves me. And you have a choice there of going two ways. You can go, oh, I forgot, I am loved. I was created in love, born in love, and I am loved every moment of the day. That is one direction, and that is a direction that will take you out of your anxiety and allow you to focus on the things that actually bring more love into your life, because you already are loved and you already are deserving. Now, what is the other direction? The other direction is, I am not loved. I do not feel love. There is no love in my life. What is wrong with me? And that is the direction that sends you to trying to unlock one thing after the other and never feeling better and never feeling that you have gotten it right. So at the point where you feel lack of any kind, that is the time you want to move your consciousness above. You want to move it up to the more profound and true things. Otherwise, you will find yourself endlessly making needless changes, trying to change things that probably are not even relevant and will not get you what you actually want. So in this ability to move up and to move your focus up, that is where you will find peace. Now, we would suggest to you, if you are trying to change five things about yourself, we need you to look at the belief that you are carrying. Why do you need to change those five things? What is it you believe changing those five things will get you? Because we can guarantee you that it will not. It will not. And so when you look to the larger thing, that you are worthy, that you are loved, that you have that you are on the side of the angels and they are on your side as well, then you can uncomplicate any number of things in your life. Now, you're in the human condition, so it is not to say that you will not feel things. Of course you will. You will feel things from time to time. You will feel lonely from time to time. You will feel unloved from time to time. But do understand that when you are in that feeling state, you have not lost your ability to choose which way you are going with these. There are far too many examples for us to go to in a teaching, but this crossroads is what we want you to become aware about. And look, be careful of the telltale signs. If I were different, then I would be happy. If I had not made these mistakes, then I would have what I want. If there are a million of these, they are deadly, because they draw you away from the power of the universe, from the power of the Creator, and from the gifts you have already been given. So we will take a few moments and speak about this together in this teaching, as in all the teachings of light. May you be blessed. Begin to breathe easily and deeply. Let the wind blow your week away, any burdens you might be carrying, any of your worth that you may have let live outside of your body, waiting draw that back into you, where it belongs, into your heart, into your wholeness. Draw it back in. And exhale fear. And become aware of a bright flame that burns in your heart. The flame of your own spirit that shines but does not harm. And let that flame illuminate the kingdom of your own heart. So now you see who you are. And find the place where water flows to keep the heart nourished. And find the place where nature grows, trees, flowers. Become aware of them and let your heart expand to make a place for them. Now feel the universal light above your head, and feel that light coming down through your crown, through your third eye, through your throat, and see that light shining in the center of your heart, keeping that flame bright and alive. And feel the golden light flow down into your solar plexus, displacing all of the emotions that do not serve your highest good. Feel the light flow down into your second center to displace the shame of the past, the old judgments that may still have a place and a pattern in your life. Let all of those go and let the spirit live there. Feel the flow of golden light down through your body and into your root. And let that light empower your root so that you are able to change and create and grow, but through love. And going back to your heart again, make yourself a place of comfort in your own heart. And allow yourself to see the beauty of what is there, the beauty of what you are. and see that there is a circle of gold in your heart. And a circle on the left, and a circle on the right. On the left is a gift for how you feel. Watch for the symbol resting your mind. And know that this symbol will live in your heart and will help you when you're feeling in a way you do not wish to feel, will help you go up. And on the right, look for a symbol of what you want to do and rest the mind and watch the symbol. And in the center, see the gift that the universe has left you. Resting the mind, know that symbol as well. Symbols, begin to breathe into the center of your body to balance and to ground. When you've grounded in your body, open your eyes.